podcast of the Universal Honorary. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 4 with verses 8 through 11. Then the devil took Jesus up to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their magnificence. And he said to him, "All these I shall give to you, if you will prostrate yourself and worship me." At this, Jesus said to him, "Get away, Satan. It is written, 'The Lord your God shall you worship, and him alone shall you serve.'" Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. The magnificence is there. It's posed and ready. Poised, I should say. Do you think the devil is real? Raise your hands if you think he encourages constantly, especially if you let your guard down and become overzealous about worldly cares. We live in a creation wanting an excess that wants to be on display for others to hear about or mimic, in a society of overprivileged people where only the less of the more understands what life eternal means. Free will gives you the ability to hang on to Satan's tail as he whips it in the directions your overzealous soul seeks. What is it? What does your soul seek that Satan has given you the go-ahead for? Is it porn? Is it money? Is it drugs? Or is it power? Maybe you want all of these things. I surely did. I asked for and received the excess living a life of Satan can lead to. The stories are real of fighting Satan in the yard as much as using him in public. Just look around you and see the excess Satan has given the world where we are not supposed to judge but allow happen whatever your wildest imaginations can ponder. I was there until one day I felt death was near. Too much, too soon had been destroyed by my fear. I said aloud, "Satan, get behind me," as I repeated the words over and over again. You see, I was raped early by a man, and that made me think I was gay, well, at least bisexual. You ever been forced to do something you didn't want to do, then that made you want to act the same way? I had to fight demons for years, only seeing death as an escape. Failing at suicide felt like a mistake. As I wallowed in my tears, calling out God's name, "Jesus," I said, "please help me to understand what I have to do for you to rid my life of this excess." To become a teacher of God's children became the overwhelming response, directing me to practice, pray, and proclaim, "He who saved the world." My Bible became a daily joy. Praying became what I taught without ploy. As I learned to proclaim, living redeemed, forgiven by grace and power of the one and only Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord, can and will give you this piece of his passion for his purpose, seeking out others, naturally wanting to share his eternal kingdom. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. I pray for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Continue to pray in silence for the others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our niece Brittany, who is a mother of four and has been suffering from brain cancer, but has now been deemed cancer-free. We continue to pray for her miraculous healing. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for Holy Mother, as we do each day. Novena Day 2 for our neighbor, Thelma, dealing with rheumatoid arthritis and other things. She can't even hold anything in her hands. Lord, we ask you to give her some relief in your will of healing. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of Matthew's Gospel. Our practice today is in chapter 4, verses 8 through 11, two stanza poem. It's titled, "You the Devil Said Can Have Them All." Mountain high, Jesus taken by the devil, magnificence of world kingdoms shown. You, the devil said, can have them all. Me worship, yourself prostrate, let it be known. Jesus said, replying with force, Satan away behind me, get. Written it is, serving, worship, God, your Lord alone. Him left by devil, ministering angels came that were sent. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's December 14th, 2022. We're recording this morning at 5:11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. We're closing today. It's 7:43, a little angelic time for me. As we say God bless you to our good friends John and Marie, call out the name of Jesus as we do each day. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.